So, in Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas HaChodesh. And that's the culmination of the four Parshios. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, Chazal Darshan to be HaChidush HaZeh Lechem. This month is to you to be the head of the months. So the drasha is that it's going to be a chiddush to you. You're going to discover here an ability of chiddush. And of course, it's not a coincidence that Klal Yisrael go out from Mitzrayim, from Shibud, during this month. The Maral in Gur Hashem, Rav Nun Alef, explains that Hagufa, that's the appropriate time. Nisan is itself the first of the months, and this is the first of the first of the months, and therefore there's no continuation. It's not a continuation from what came before it. Time flows from one moment to the next, from one hour to the next, from one day to the next. And time flows that way because we see a causality of events. Things that happened a year ago dictate what happened 9 months ago, dictates what happened 6 months ago, and so on and so forth. But there's a concept of a shana, of a year. And a year, the greatness of a year, shana, says the Maral again, first of all comes from a language of to repeat, like Mishnaya Shinun, to repeat, gonna go over the whole calendar again. But on the other hand, and it sounds a little bit counterintuitive, it also comes from the word to change, lishanot, shinui. In what way is the words to repeat and to change related? And they're both contained in the word shana. So the Maral explains that if you think about it, the only way you can change something is if you revisit that same place. In a different time or a different circumstance, you're going to behave differently. So what? It doesn't change anything, because that's just a new thing. But only when you repeat, when you go back, just like a simple understanding, you say to your child, you did well on your math quiz, but I want you to go back and redo some of the questions you got wrong. When you say that, you don't mean redo it with the same exact mistake they had the first time. Right? It means redo it and change those parts that you're redoing. So that's the concept of a shana. And when this new shana begins, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a brand new beginning. It's not tied, since we cannot start changing things again. It's a new year now, so I'm no longer the result of what happened 6 months ago, what happened a month ago. It's a Chodesh HaZeh Lechem, HaChidush HaZeh Lechem, it's a brand new beginning. That's the concept. Even a Chodesh, even every month, the truth is, has that power, which is why, of course, there's a concept of Yom Kippur Katan, doing tshuva before a new month begins, and on the new month itself, there's a concept of Machilos Avonos. Like, we know that on Rosh Chodesh we bring a carbon for Hashem to atone for having diminished the Lavona, etc. So all these point to this concept of even a Chodesh being a new beginning. So how much more so that HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, HaChidush HaZeh Lechem, that this Rosh HaChodeshim, this month of the months, the head of the months, the one where we see this concept that we have an opportunity to break away, to change, to redefine ourselves. And it's no coincidence that that is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael regarding the taking of the seh for the Korban Pesach. That commandment was on Rosh Chodesh. Even though the actual taking of the sheep was to be on Shabbos HaGadol, on Yud B'Nissan, 10 days later, but the commandment was already given on Rosh Chodesh. Why? So the Maral in Drush L'Shabbos HaGadol explains that there's a progression. On Rosh Chodesh, we're given the idea. The idea of what we can do, of what we can accomplish, we can take the Avodah Zorah of our oppressors and slaughter it. And that's something that we have to chew on from Rosh Chodesh until the 10th, until we finally manage to bring it down from the highest realm of thought to deep into ourselves, where we're now finally prepared to actually go and take that sheep. Not to slaughter it yet, but to at least take it and to tie it up to the bed that it starts crying and all that noise and all the Egyptians and all the clamoring. And that now we've transitioned from the realm of intellectual acceptance to the realm of emotional acceptance. You can think about something all you want, but until you actually hear that Avodah Zarah crying and day and night and the Egyptians screaming, until that you experience that, you're not yet there. And we do that for another 4 days until we finally shecht the Korban Pesach, only once we've removed the chametz from our houses. But the nekuda that I want to bring out from this is that the Rosh Chodesh, again, was a concept that we were connecting to a brand new idea, something that we had never imagined. Taking the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim and slaughtering it, it was such a novel idea that that could only be introduced on HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, and something to be grappled with for those days. Pesach is a time of tremendous divine mercy. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Ein lecha chidush gadol mizeh, like we say, that if not for that, we would still be in Mitzrayim ad hayom hazeh. Why? Because there would be no chidush. This is a chidush that had to be done by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Otherwise, we'd just be spinning our wheels in the mud, no matter how long. There was a chidush. And that chidush specifically happened in Nisan, and specifically, it began with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I want to encourage everyone to take this opportunity. We're going to be laning Parshas HaChodesh, which means that power is literally, we're hearing those words from Hashem. The concept of the Chodesh, Chodesh, the very first mitzvah in the Torah, is to understand that we're not enslaved to Paro, to understand that we're not enslaved to our past, that we're not enslaved to what has been, that we're able to be mechadish, a new self. Take this opportunity on the Shabbos to hear the Chodesh, the Chiddush, and Be'ez Hashem to really see tremendous Yata Dishmaya in Nisan for going out to true Cherus and to discovering Mahavodah Zoslachem.